broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for March 26th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. All right, our buddy Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com, with us. And ladies and gentlemen, Jim Clymer is a well-known constitutional attorney, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the party of integrity, liberty, and prosperity, ConstitutionParty.com. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, Jim.
Hey, thank you for having me. Good to be with you again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim is on the road, but still takes time for Liberty Roundtable. We're so grateful for that. I've got a dilemma here, and I need an attorney to help me kind of understand this thing. I'm kind of a, what do they call those people like me that are ignorant? We're laymen. We, you know, I don't know, redneck. What are we when we don't understand all this stuff?
Hey, a lot of judges don't understand it either. So
good point. So here's the problem that I have. So Mueller released this report in secret, gave it to Bob Barr. Or not Bob Barr. I'm sorry. Barr said that Mueller concluded that there was not enough evidence to charge Trump with obstructing justice. So let me get this right. So Mueller gives this thing to Barr. It's not Bob Barr. He was an old, you know, representative. It's a different guy, right?
This one's Bill Barr.
This is William Barr, Bill Barr, the judgment Barr. I don't know. But anyway, here's what I find fascinating. So the Republicans are saying, hey, complete vindication, led by the Donald. The Democrats are saying, whoa, wait a minute now. There wasn't a collusion with Russia. We admitted, okay, there wasn't. Never mind the fact that we lied and intentionally said so for 2+ years. Talk about libel, slander on steroids. The media did it with no evidence. Congressional representatives did it. No evidence, etc. Okay, now the Democrats, though, are even doubling down and saying this. Well, you know what? Mueller stopped short of determining if Donald Trump obstructed justice. Now, let me say that again. The Democrats are saying, hey, Mueller stopped short of determining if Donald Trump obstructed justice. However, that in and of itself is a complete lie, and let me tell you why. And this is where I need an attorney to help me, because I'm just not smart enough to figure this kind of stuff out. Barr said Mueller concluded there was not enough evidence to charge Trump with obstructing justice. So there's a big difference between me saying, hey, I looked at this thing and there's not enough evidence to charge somebody. That's a big different statement than me saying, I don't know if he committed obstruction of justice or not. I wasn't able to determine that, or I didn't determine that. The two are completely different statements, sir. Which the heck is it, and what's going on around here? Am I just too redneck to get it?
No, not at all. And like I said, I think a lot of people have trouble understanding the difference. Jim Comey certainly had trouble understanding the difference when he was came out with his pronouncements about why he wasn't going to charge Hillary with a crime, when many of us thought the evidence he presented was very clearly described a crime in the way she used her personal email for transmitting classified information. I can only tell you what my view on this is, or how I understand it. And yeah, you can nuance this several different ways. The Democrats, of course, are generally just very upset that their dreams were not fulfilled, because they were anticipating that Mueller was going to come up with something indictable. Or actually, if they were honest, they shouldn't have had those expectations at all, because collusion is not a crime. And
well, and furthermore, if we're in America, we believe someone's innocent until proven otherwise, right?
Well, absolutely. But even if Mueller had come out and in his report and said, yes, we found evidence of collusion with Russia, that would not be a crime. That would not be an indictable offense. But he didn't even go that far. So now they're, like you said, they're turning their attention to obstruction of justice. Well, was there obstruction of justice? And in that case, from what I know, and let me say that I did not read the summary report that Attorney General Barr presented. And of course, obviously, I haven't read the report of Mueller because that's at this point hasn't been released. But
well, some are saying it's been leaked, all 281 pages, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but you know, so all my information is at least secondhand, and probably in many cases third or fourth hand. But nevertheless, it appears he's saying he hasn't found any evidence of collusion, and that there's not enough, nothing to rise to the level of an indictable or anything to proceed forward with on obstruction of justice. And yeah, that's not exactly saying that there absolutely, positively was no obstruction of justice. Just there's nothing that would show that it rises to a level of being criminal in what was done. And, I see many of the Democrats and liberals, the Trump haters generally, who are grasping at straws at this point. They want to see, they so desperately want to see something coming out of this that destroys Trump's agenda.
Does it remind you of Give Us Barabbas?
I'm sorry, of who?
Now, you know, when Jesus was Give Us Barabbas, they want to take it out of somebody for sure.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, that would be a good parallel, yes.
Let Hillary go, give us Donald. Right?
Right.
And the reason that I bring that up is because the only collusion we have with the Russians is the uranium deal, and no one's even talking about it, much less looking into it.
Well, and even the dossier itself that they tried to use on Trump, who paid for it? The Hillary campaign. And you could conjecture that there was collusion with Russia in developing that and presenting it. So, to the extent there was any collusion, it was clearly, in my view, on the part of the Clinton campaign.
I got a question. Are you and I involved in collusion for the truth, sir?
I hope we are. Indeed.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the reason I bring this up is that we act like the word collusion is evil and has repercussions in and of itself of a criminal nature. That couldn't even be further from the truth. And that's what I understand. How come somebody's not even highlighting this, saying, hey, every time that the media makes a point, they're colluding with somebody.
Yeah. I mean, it's the perception that they're trying to create is what it is. They're trying to create a presumption, a perception that Trump is somehow under the direction or working with the foreign power to subvert our constitutional processes. And of course, again, there's just absolutely no evidence, no credible evidence of that. And they're grasping at straws to try to, again, I think, to destroy Trump's agenda.
So let me ask you this question. If they've been making these false allegations against President Trump for well over 2 years, and we're not just talking about the average Joe, we're talking about high-level media personnel, we're talking about members of Congress, we're talking about people in high places, right? Elected officials and more. And they make a claim for well over 2 years, and the report comes back and says, hey, no collusion and no obstruction of justice. In fact, we don't have any evidence that rises to the level of being able to charge anybody with any of these things, done. And now the Democrats and some of the inside swamp monsters on the Republican side are literally continuing to push the envelope. There's got to be something here. Bob Barr's in on the scandal. Mueller is in on the scandal. They're just cover men for the Donald, et cetera, et cetera. If you push that hard in the face of the report coming out, the investigation they spawned and funded, and now Donald Trump says this, time to investigate the left for treasonous things. At some point, I'm saying, you know what? It's libel. It's slander. It's treason. It's at some point, when do you undermine America and violate the rule of law and you go way too far? This isn't just a difference of opinion anymore, sir.
It's beyond politics. I mean, it's I should say it's outside the realm of fair play in politics. And certainly I'm not at all in favor of abridging the freedom of speech. I think people ought to be able to express their opinions even when they're totally wrong and so on. But there are limits to that. It has been acknowledged for 250 years of our history, or a little less than 250 years, but as under our Constitution, of course. But you know, it's been acknowledged that you can't, the right to freedom of speech doesn't allow you to slander or defame someone. I think that's what's happening here.
I think it's gone way over the top. You can have your opinion, but when you start to use your capacity as a congressman or a senator or a judge or any of these kind of things, and you start to make these claims, it's different from your opinion when it comes from elected official headquarters, etc. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
I agree 1,000% with well-known attorney Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com. That people have their right to the free speech, I get it and agree completely, but there are limits. And when you have bureaucrats and professional do-gooders that are elected, and then they're using their office, their funding, their taxpayer expense accounts, we kind of have a problem here. So let me give you an example to the point. Now, I don't know if you know this, Jim Clymer, but Washington State Senate passes bill keeping Trump off the 2020 ballot until he releases his tax returns. Okay, they have got to find something, and they're looking at every possible way they can't say, oh, now this. And can you take somebody off the ballot because they haven't released their tax returns? There's not even a law requiring the release of a tax return. But the Washington Senate literally passes a bill saying that to the current president of the United States, that you're not even on the ballot in their state if you don't release your tax returns? This is beyond free speech, sir.
Oh, it absolutely beyond. I was not aware of that. I hadn't heard that, but I would hope that some court very quickly would rule that unconstitutional. I mean, there's just absolutely no basis for that because, as you said, there's no requirement, no legal requirement that you release your tax returns. And for them to put up arbitrary standards like that that have no basis in law is clearly unconstitutional.
And so at some point, though, hey, when Donald Trump says, hey, we need to start investigating some of these people for treason, we got to invite the left and investigate the left for treasonous things, says the president. I'm starting to think, you know what? I'm agreeing with that. Now, believe it or not, Lindsey Graham even says we need to investigate FISA abuse, surveillance of the Donald Trump campaign. Everybody's saying we need to investigate, investigate, investigate. Do you have any confidence, Jim?
Do I have any confidence in their investigations, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to investigate everything now. But look, the liberals, the Democrats, they've been doing this for over 3 years now. We haven't even started an investigation of them, have we?
Well, yeah. I mean, I believe that sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. And, you know, there, like the FISA abuse, that's and the spying on the Clinton or the Trump campaign, you know, such flagrant, blatant abuses of the system. If anything should be investigated, that should be it. I mean, for them to go in and lie to intentionally mislead the FISA court judge in order to get an order to wiretap and to spy on the Trump campaign is just outrageous. And if you remember back during the campaign when Trump made the charge about being publicly made a statement about the fact that he was being wiretapped or his campaign was being wiretapped, and what an outcry there was among the Democrats and what an outrageous claim he was making and how they scoffed at that and everything. And it turned out to be correct. You know, I don't know how much he knew at that time, but we found out since then, of course, that, you know, that did happen. That they, and for them to, for an attorney to go in, especially somebody in the Justice Department, to go into court and intentionally mislead the judge, pretending that they had documentation of evidence when they did not, in order to violate a constitutional right by invading their privacy with secret wiretaps. It just, like I said, it's outrageous. It's just there's no call for it. They should be investigated, and those responsible should be appropriately punished.
What do you think is going to happen with this? Do you think they're really going to do anything here and create real accountability? Because if not, and this is serious, Jim, I fear what's going to happen with the next elections and the next ones and the next ones. I mean, what are we just going to have flat out blood in the streets? Are people going to be so disenfranchised and so maligned and abused via the mainstream press and so much libel and so much slander that, I mean, at some point there's got to be accountability and the rule of law upheld here somewhere.
Yeah, the problem we have is the major media is so much against the truth here. They only pretend to want the truth on the one side. And, you know, I said at the beginning of this broadcast that they do so much to create a perception of evil on the part of the Trump campaign, and that's their goal. And unfortunately, so often, when it comes to politics, perception ends up being reality in the minds of people. So it's just so difficult when you have to, I mean, I'm saying on behalf of the Trump campaign, it's so difficult for the Trump administration, I should say. It's so difficult for the Trump administration when, on the one hand, they're fighting the political battles with their opponents in Congress and so on, but they also have to fight against the media, which is creating the perception that the Democrats and those on the left and those who want to destroy the agenda of the Trump administration are creating the perception that they are right in the accusations that they're making. So it's a tremendous burden that they have and a tremendous hurdle that they have to overcome. I say they, it's really all of us. Because, again, I'm not a big defender of Trump, the man. I am a defender of much of the Trump agenda or what he's trying to accomplish and what he ran on, the campaign commitments that he made, and which I believe he's trying to honor. And it's the agenda of the Trump administration that these leftists are trying to destroy, and they're using every means that they can to do it.
All right, Trump's happy but angry, Kurt.
Well, yeah, he's basically saying, who's going to pay for this thing now? I mean, he didn't say whose head's going to roll, but that's kind of what he's saying. And I kind of agree with him, you know.
I guess he's fired up after biggest win yet. Who's going to pay for this? Total exoneration after spying, wiretaps, lies, etc.
It just goes along with what Jim was just saying, you know, how those, remember he claimed that, oh, there was wiretaps on the phone and people were like saying, oh, you know, that's so silly. And, you know, I mean, who would be spying on you guys? I mean, just, it's kind of like your commercial about the votes, you know, when the president, Obama, said to him, oh, quit whining, get out there and get the votes. Well, the fact is there's vote fraud. There were wiretaps. There's all spying and all this stuff. And like he said, who's going to pay for this? Or who's, you know, how are we going to get to the bottom of it? Shouldn't happen.
You think anybody is, Kurt?
Well, I hope so, Sam. I hate to really be the guy who says, no, it's not going to happen. I want to go after Moby Dick in a rowboat and take the tartar sauce with me. I'm going to do the best we can.
I'm going to be the guy that says nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Not that I want to be negative, but I'm just telling you right now, in our lifetimes, Jim, have you really seen accountability here?
No, we have not, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I'm just still pondering that analogy that Kurt came up with, going after Moby Dick in the rowboat with the tartar sauce. I have to remember that one.
Yeah, and I'm for the positive attitude that Kurt shows as well, and I believe in that, but some part of me says, hey, you know what? When they keep telling me this over and over and over and over and over, at some point I got to say, you know what? I don't believe you anymore. I just don't believe you anymore. And so now we're going to have what? The Senate look into the obstruction of justice of Clinton? No. Barack? No. Donald? Well, maybe. The House? What's going to go on? Who's in charge? Who's going to do what?
Now, let's just pretend that tomorrow the report said... Well, there's been a new Department of Justice head put in, and it was either Sheriff David A. Clark or Sheriff Richard Mack. And then, you know, then the Department of Justice was now going to be headed by Jim Clymer, you know.
Then I'd think you would have some
hope. That's right.
Yeah, then I could agree with Kurt and say, man, I got my tartar sauce now, buddy.
We're just hoping for that day, baby.
Amen. I agree with that. One of the things we need to do is we need to get a good, honest person running for president to put these issues on the table. Rand and Ron Paul have done quite a bit of that. We need more, Jim Clymer. Hold on.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news. As reports are, Attorney General Bill Barr reportedly knew about 3 weeks ago that Special Counsel Robert Mueller was not going to pursue obstruction of justice against President Trump. Sources telling several news organizations that Mueller told Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein during a meeting at the Justice Department. Mueller's final report, though, does not exonerate Trump on the question of obstruction. It's now against the law to own bump stocks. They are attachments that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like automatic weapons. The Justice Department announcing the ban in December. In October of 2017, a gunman had used rifles fitted with bump stocks to kill nearly 60 people at a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
In a speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemning the rise of anti-Semitism worldwide. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
I'm John Clemens.
More flooding is threatening Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. The National Weather Service says icy tributaries in Montana and the Dakotas will threaten more floods for weeks to come. Thousands in those three states already forced from their homes after water broke through levees. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, lies everywhere in the news. By the way, I don't double down in support of Israel. I'm not anti-Israel either, don't get me wrong, and I believe in the biblical Israel. But right now, rogue agents in government everywhere. I'm just not siding with anybody on this thing. I think we ought to avoid foreign entanglements. Isn't that what the founders warned? Just saying. Anyway, then you got, what, Donald Trump now selling us south on our right to keep and bear arms? He just outlawed bump stocks there, Jim.
Yeah, I guess I was not aware that that was actually signed. Was that passed by Congress and signed into law, or is that set to?
It was just an edict from the Donald through the Justice Department, sir.
Yeah, that's disappointing for sure.
Yeah, we got criminal activity going on everywhere, folks. It's crazy. All right, I guess Maxine Waters wants to speak out on Kurt. This is what I mean by she has the right to her free speech, but what resources can she bring to bear, Kurt?
Yeah, well, she's head of some deal in Congress now in the House, and I like what one person called her Mad Max. But anyway, the headline from Breitbart: Maxine Waters on the Mueller report: this is not the end of anything. Yeah, well, anyway, not. That's pretty much what I expected from Maxine.
Yeah, but at what point can you use taxpayer dollars in your position as an elected official when you've sworn an oath to the Constitution and the separation of powers and to accept the rule of law as it comes down? At what point can she just continue to push at taxpayer expense, Jim?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the key there is taxpayers' expense. I mean, she's doing it on her own dime and as a as a citizen, a private citizen, that's one thing. But when she's out there spending taxpayers' dollars to promote her particular agenda and try to destroy the legitimate functions of government with a duly elected administration, then that's something entirely different. And I think there needs to be some curbs on that.
We need somebody solid to run for president to bring up a lot of these issues, Jim.
Well, who are you polling for, Sam?
I have no idea. I can't figure it out. You know, maybe a Scott Bradley ran on the VP ticket last time. He'd be good this time, although there's not enough name recognition. There's not enough name recognition for me or Kurt or, you know, you've already ran as the VP, right?
Yes, yeah.
So we got to find somebody with enough name recognition.
Well, and the sad thing about it is it takes millions of dollars to be able to make an impression or to help to get the message out in this day and age. And those are resources that, sadly, the Constitution Party doesn't have. So it'd be nice to get somebody, in addition to having good name recognition, to have some Trump-like resources to help to make it happen.
Who do you think might be the best candidate so far? Any ideas?
I really don't.
Name recognition or not, I want to vote for
I think the president's going to go ahead and announce that he's going to leave the Republican Party and join the Constitution Party and tell folks that we got to quit all this whole party thing. And
I wish that would be true.
I mean,
this is where I kind of think Kurt's tartar sauce is wacky sauce, though. You know, I wish it were true, but man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I just don't see. Go ahead, Jim.
And shut down the Federal Reserve and eliminate the 16th Amendment. I mean, you could get all that done in a day.
Well, that's right. I can tell you that back in, even before 2012, there were some people who were promoting the idea that we try to recruit Donald Trump to be our nominee back then. Of course, he toyed with the idea of running for the Republican nomination in 2012 and then abandoned that. But there were some who had contacts with Trump who were part of the Constitution Party. And, a little bit of tidbit of history here is Jerry Kirstie, and thankfully he put up a good fight and stood up to Mueller and refused to lie to save his own hide, and it worked out well for him in that case. But he's had some affiliation with the Constitution Party, and he was even preliminarily running for the nomination on the Constitution Party ticket.
There's
withdrew, but
there's another billionaire that looks like he's going to get in. You got Howard Schultz. What do you think of him and what he's had to say?
Well, I think it's a great idea. I don't agree with him at all, but he is compared with some of these radical leftists in the Democratic Party now, the AOC and what's her name, that Ilhan Omar and other people. He looks like the voice of moderation. And if he can do something to diffuse the extreme radical leftism of the Democratic Party, I'm all in favor of him, of seeing him get in and join the race.
What do you think of the Biden-Bernie ticket? That's what they're talking about now.
Biden-Bernie. I thought they were talking about Biden and I forget.
Stacey Abrams is who they've kind of mentioned too, but they say that they've actually done a poll from Fox that says Biden and Bernie can beat Donald.
I'd say let the races begin. I don't think they would, but if I don't know what good Bernie would do in a ticket, but maybe he would help to keep the coalition, together in the Democratic Party.
Well, what if you put a Biden and Obama ticket together? It'd be Joe and Michelle.
Yeah, well, there are all kinds of combinations they could put together. I don't think, who knows what may happen, but I don't.
Yeah, they got all kind of combinations. We don't have a one.
Yeah, well, how about Sam and Kirk?
I think Kirk Crosby ought to run a stealth campaign. What do you think, Kirk?
That's what I've been doing for a long time, and it's the thing I love about stealth campaigns is you don't feel really bad about this huge investment you put in when you lose, you know, because, hey, and you know, you didn't put much in, and you know, frankly, at least every time I didn't run the stealth campaign, when I spent more money on signs than the other guy spent more money on signs, and pretty soon the sign guy sure got a lot of money.
So have you ever heard of this idea that Kurt's talking about? Have you ever heard of a stealth campaign, Jim?
Well, yes.
I was going to say they're so stealth, they're probably under the radar. You might not have even heard of them. But what do you think Kurt's strategy is to say this? Look, the people who study can discover him and will vote for him. And you know what? The quieter we keep the campaign, the less people that vote in many ways. And the more educated the voter, actually, and maybe a stealth campaign is good. It takes a lot of the money out of it. It takes a lot of the pomp and the fanfare and the popularity contest out of it. And it leaves it to a real candidate discussion about, you know, who we are and what we really stand for. And you know, I can see some value in the point, right?
Well, yeah, I can see some value, but the bottom line is if it stays a stealth campaign, nobody's going to hear about it either.
Well, you know, it's one of the reasons, Jim, we've been trying to push, you know, I mean, imagine if our small groups like the Constitution Party, the Independent American Party, the different ones that, you know, seem to stand up for the Constitution and support freedom, you know, much more than the major parties, just kind of like the major media and the mini media like us, you know. But imagine if we, you know, banded together and said, look, how can we do these? I think we already do brush fires of freedom, but how can we be more effective in our educational efforts, et cetera? And that's where we, you know, continue to push the idea of the media. But you could say we've been less than successful at that, but we do all we can there. You know, what do you see, you know, as you look and see, what solutions do you feel like we got to do? Just continue on like we've done?
Well, I think we continue on the one hand, but on the other hand, we keep looking for new opportunities and ways to reinvent ourselves in ways to be more effective. I mean, the little boy with his finger in the hole in the dike is great, but you know, you don't, just because you think that might not work, you don't pull your finger out of the hole. You see what you can do to stop the leak otherwise, and that's what we've got to do.
Well, the Mexican drug cartels, they're using grenade launchers at the U.S. border. I would not recommend that solution. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, so Kurt Crosby asks a fair question. What do we do? Do we do what we've always done? Jim Clymer with us, ConstitutionParty.com. I think we do somewhat of what we've always done. But, you know, I think we need to take a page out of the left's playbook, Jim. You know, they're committed, my friend. Agree with how right or wrong they may be. These people are committed. They put their money where their mouth is. They're serious about what they believe in, and they stand together, even if they disagree on all kinds of other issues. Whatever the issue be, they stand together in solidarity, big time. And for us, I just don't think that our side's really very committed. For example, 82% of Americans reject the infanticide agenda of the left and the wackos in Illinois and everywhere else. Over 10,000, listen to me, over 10,000 people went to the Capitol in Illinois to protest the pro-death agenda. And the governor and the legislative body there in Illinois, over 10,000 people went, so much so that the cops actually had to close the Capitol building. That happened last week. Most people don't
even
know.
Did you know about that, Jim?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Of course not, because the mainstream press won't tell you. They hate you and they don't want any part of it. They're committed to block that out. We're not committed enough to get the word out, though, are we?
Yeah, well, I agree in part, and in part I say, let's not be too hard on ourselves. I think there are people on our side who are very committed and working very hard. I don't know that we have the keys to the power, center of power like the left does, and that's what we need to work to overcome. And unfortunately, some of our very wealthy people, and when you see young people on the left, the very wealthy people on the left, like George Soros and Jeff Bezos and a bunch of those people, billionaires on the left, seem to be willing to commit their resources, in vast amounts to promoting their agenda. And now on the right, we have many fewer willing to do that. I mean, you could say the Koch brothers are an aberration of that, but that's one example where they are. But by and large, there's so many on the right, it seems like they're just willing to, you know, benefit from our system, to enjoy their life of luxury, and don't want to make too many waves. That's probably where we are lacking. But then, I'd like to look at some of the good examples, too. The Cathy family with Chick-fil-A and the example they have. But, of course, in their case, it's just a matter of good business, and the left hates them because they don't cater to their LGBT agenda. But they still remain steadfast in standing up to them and operating a good business model. I don't know to what extent they put their money into conservative causes, but at least they are a good example of one industry, one company.
They certainly stand for Christian values, and we appreciate that. And Kurt, he highlights a lot of the points that you make quite often, that, you know, some of us get very frustrated that we're just not able to move the needle towards liberty. And Kurt's going to take the tartar sauce with him, and Jim's highlighting a lot of the examples of people doing good. And we do need to be reminded from time to time that there is a lot of people doing a lot of good, and God is on our side. And even though it feels like things are just crazy and that we're just losing at every turn and you want to do something more, those are good feelings, but you got to make sure to channel those feelings properly. Because just getting all mad and all fired up to do something crazy isn't going to help. And I bring this up because I think that's where people are. I think we're bringing people to the brink of frustration right now, big time. The pot is certainly simmering and bordering on boiling at this point. We've got to make sure that we are reasoned, and we got to make sure whatever actions we take, that they are actions that are within the law and actions that can actually move the needle towards liberty, not fall on our sword prematurely or whatever you want to call it. We need to be very careful about this. And that's kind of why I push a little harder to vet this out, Jim, is to say that, you know, I get the frustration people are feeling and people are thinking this. So we might as well say it. Hey, we got to do something more. We got to do something different. Kurt's right on that. At the same time, we need to make sure that we're principled and reasoned and that we represent, you know, God's side who, if you will, in this battle. And that would require somewhat of restraint, somewhat of trust in God, and somewhat of doing all within our power and then leaving the rest up to God and not taking extreme action of any kind. And we need to really warn people about that, because I believe there's a lot of people who lose their way in this, in their good intent, even.
You know, it reminds me of the story in the Bible, and I think it was Elisha, if I remember right, basically is saying that, you know, his partner with him said, "Hey, man, how are we going to deal with all these guys? I mean, this huge onslaught of guys." And basically Elisha said something like, "Those that be with us are more than those that be with them." And, you know, he was able to see through some spiritual eyes, you know, both those on this side and the other side. And I think there's a lot of them that are on the side of freedom.
I think that's a good point. I think that's what we got to remember. And we sometimes are blinded to the powers that the powers of God, if you will, that are on our side, and that we need to recognize that so many of these things are in the hands of God, and we do what we can. What you said a moment ago, Sam, is every one of those is true. You know, somebody has said you work like it all depended on you, but you have faith that it all depends on God. So, you know, we recommend balancing those two things and doing what we can, but recognizing that, as George Washington said, recognizing that the event is in the hands of God and trust Him to work out what His will is as the end result.
Yes, and the Southern Poverty Law Center basically is melting down. They've literally got all kinds of leaders resigning and leaving, and bottom line is they have sexism and racism internally and everything else. And this is where God does a lot of the work for us, as these people continue to get more and more power, more and more drunk with their power and their evil promotions. They start to attack one another, and we sit on the sidelines and kind of watch the melee. There's a lot to God doing that. And even though I know it seems frustrating and it just seems like a loss at every turn, George Washington might have felt that way, but he won. We feel that way, but we're on God's side and we will win. We need to also remember that in this epic battle, hey, the Lord in past battles, in biblically speaking, he whittled the troops down less and less and less and less. And the mortal man said, "What the heck is God doing here?" But he knows what he's doing, and we ought not second guess him. And we ought to say, you know what, we're going to trust in this reality that we live in. And we know it looks dire, but we also know that we got to do our best. We got to do our part. That's our duty. But we don't have to solve it all. We don't have to have all the answers. We don't have to, you know, that's God's job. Ours is just to say, I trust him and I'll do what I can within my sphere to make a difference, to promote and protect the sacred cause of liberty. And we need to really do well to step back from these discussions oftentimes when it gets heated and crazy and people get concerned and you just want to do something, but you've got to step back and say, who's in charge around here and what is my role? And then you're actually making a difference that I believe to be valuable. But we've made more difference in the last 5 years for good than I've seen in the first 20 I've been at this. I've been at it over 25 years, Jim, and there's a lot of progress being made right now, even though it may not feel like it.
Yeah, I mean, and there has. I congratulate you on that. It's like they say a lot of times about how to be a success in your career, to be a success as an employee even, and to rise up to the ranks. And, you know, the most important thing is showing up. It's a matter of being there and doing what you can day by day. And sometimes it looks like the outlook looks bleak, but if we're there, if we're faithful, we're there every day carrying on and just doing, taking care of the little things that we need to do, you know, again, the event's in the hands of God, and I think he'll honor that, and we'll see the kind of progress that you're able to talk about now.
All right, Kurt wants to wrap up on Melissa Milano, Kurt.
Well, it's Alyssa Milano, and she's some famous movie star lady. I mean, I think I probably would recognize her, but, you know, you probably know more about all this, Sam. But she's, well, here's what the headline from Breitbart says. Alyssa Milano calls for boycott of Georgia after Senate approval of heartbeat abortion ban. Now, she's, you know, wants the Hollywood film companies to boycott the state of Georgia after the Senate passed this thing to protect babies. And I'm kind of thinking, what about all the Georgians? Maybe they'd quit giving dollars to Hollywood so she could be... you know, such a famous actress, you know. I mean, they could just keep funding, like,
well, this is where,
like Hallmark and everything else.
This is where they put their money where their mouth is, though. She'll basically promote this idea before we can even think of an idea ourselves. And then while she's promoting this idea, she'll fund it.
She says Hollywood is, they should stop feeding the Georgia economy. And I think you ought to turn it around and say, Georgia, we should stop feeding the Hollywood economy, right?
Well, I know this. The Christian leaders at the American Family Association have been doing a good job in boycotting a Target. I haven't been to Target in years, Kurt. What about you? Or Jim, what about you?
Good point.
I have not been there either. I mean, that's where I think, in talking about Christian self not putting their money where their mouth is, that's where I'd like to see a lot more of that. I mean, I see too many people who don't want to give up shopping at Target because they just like to shop at Target, and so they'll keep on regardless of what kind of ungodly policies they have in place. No, I've not shopped at Target either, and I won't for that very reason. And there are other ones that I stay away from for the same reason. But, you know, I think we need to let our voice be heard. We as Christians need to let our voice be heard in that way, and let them know that we're not going to be watching their films and not going to be supporting what they're doing if they're using the resources that we're helping to make available to them for ungodly purposes.
I, for one, am going to pray for President Trump. I'm also going to look for a good, honest, wise man to run for office for president that I can vote for. Even though I like a lot of what President Trump's done, I've been grateful for the good that he's done. He's done more for pro-life and more good in my lifetime than any other president. But I still want to vote for a good, honest, wise man, and I'm going to be hunting for that person, Jim.
I encourage you in that. That's great.
All right, my friend, Godspeed.
I'm doing the same thing.
And we hope for accountability up there in the swamp, don't we?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir. Godspeed.
Persevere.
All right. Persevere, ladies and gentlemen. That's the final word for the attorney. Get it done. We the people can stand together for the sacred cause of liberty, and there's honor in our efforts. I'll say that, to say the least. For Sam, Kurt, and Jim, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore a grand old republic. The only question left is, will you get involved? We declare... this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.